As we continue this hour, I'm excited to introduce you to Nicola Peterson, officer of the Peterson Farms. And of course, it's officially fall, which means the leaves will change. In fact, they are changing a little bit. Winter clothes are getting closer to being worn. Yep. And pumpkins everywhere. Uh-huh. But it also means the return of the Seavers Fall Festival. Yay. The organization is back for another year of business, including the signature corn maze. Now, to talk about what kind of fun your family can get into this year, we welcome Nicola Peterson of the Peterson Farms. They're joining us on this show, and she joins us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Nicola, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
This year's maze theme is harvest season, and will include some images and information about traditional farming operations during the fall season for crops. You know, a lot of people have been asking questions about how are the crops going? What are we to expect in the spring? All those kind of questions. And even children are getting into this too. You know, my grandbaby sometimes asks me about, you know, the farms, you know, grandmother, this corn, where does this come from? That sort of thing. Tell me more about how the children are involved in the way you do things, like what's being presented this year, the maize theme, the harvest season. How do you tell them all about that?
Yeah, so the harvest theme is really near and dear to our hearts. You know, a lot of people don't realize that when they come to the Fall Festival, we are a farm family. We grow quite a bit of grain, pumpkins, squash, apples. And so this year when we were sitting around the table deciding on a theme, you know, with all the kind of uncertainty we've seen, especially around the global food supply, we thought this is a great time to help educate some of our customers on not only, obviously, crops as a whole across our nation, but how important it is here locally to Minnesota and, of course, specifically to our family. So we're really excited about the theme. We've seen people really, really enjoy it, and it's educational as well.
Well, you're back again, and that's great. You know, we've heard stories about farms not doing well and the crops not doing well. Was it too hot? Was it too cold? You know, over the years. And so tell me how the crop has been this year.
You know, it's been a pretty good growing season. Obviously, Minnesota itself has been pretty dry. You know, our region here, we're pretty close to the Twin Cities. We farm along the Minnesota River Valley. I don't think that we are actually still officially in a drought season. But we have a lot of flooding that happens along the Minnesota River, so we've been fortunate to not be experiencing that this year. But we are getting ready to harvest. We'll start harvesting our crops, I would say, in the next 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks. And a farmer, you know, will always tell you something that's not quite right with the weather because it's, of course, out of our control. But so far, things are looking up, and now we just hope for a dry fall so we can stay in the fields.
The corn maze has been a hit for a very long time. How long does it take to put that up, to put it together?
You know, that is something that despite being only open on the weekends in September and October, it is really a year-round endeavor for our family. We are planning all year. We're actually already planning for next year, even though we're in the midst of this season. And so traditionally, we do a lot of planning in the winter. That's quiet for most families in agriculture, so we do a lot of planning during that time. And then come spring, we actually plant the corn maze, and we don't cut it until generally around the 4th of July when it's about, oh, I'd say maybe calf high, okay. And we hoe it out by hand. So it's pretty labor intensive. We don't use GPS. We're not using machines. It's our family, our staff out there hoeing it out by hand to make the design. And then, you know, really all summer, we're out on the property putting in infrastructure, you know, making sure everything is up and running and looking really nice. And then, of course, in September, we open. So it's really, you know, year round, despite being a very seasonal event.
Wow, that's amazing. And how many farmers help with this? I mean, how many come? You guys, it's like a family all around you. So how do they get involved?
Yeah, so my in-laws started the corn. We started as a corn maze. The corn maze is still our marquee back in 1997. And we have been, our family's been part of the University of Minnesota MAFT program. It's an agricultural exchange student program that is international. And at that time, they had students from England, and they mentioned the labyrinth mazes that are obviously very famous in England. And my father-in-law, Seaver, said, I think we should do that out of corn. And his wife, Sharon, thought he was crazy, and they had a lot on their plate at that time, just being a farm family. And he said, no, I think people would really like it. And of course, his friends and colleagues in the ag industry thought, no one is ever going to pay you to walk through a field of corn. Like, that is just ridiculous. It's never going to work. Well, here we are 26 years later. And of course, corn mazes have popped up, no pun intended, not only, you know, across Minnesota, but, you know, nationally, they're everywhere. So, you know, he really was one of the first people to think of this and to implement it. Now, of course, we've morphed into very much of a fall festival lot of attractions and activities. But Seaver himself, he's 78 years old. He's still out in the parking lot helping people park cars. My mother-in-law is out there, Sharon. So it's very much still owned and operated by our family. We're out there running it. So it's a labor of love, I'll say that.
Families really come out to this, and that's so exciting. What do you hear from the youngest of the children? I mean, do you see the joy on their faces as well?
We do. So, you know, as our own family, and I have four little kids, and they're out there selling pop and water, and they love it. So much of the inspiration comes from them. So it's really heartwarming for us to see multi-generational families coming out. And now we've been open long enough that we've had, you know, young adults come out with their own children saying, hey, this is what I did when I was little, and now it's so special that I'm bringing my own young children out. So it really makes everything worth it, the trials and tribulations that go along with, you know, owning and operating a small business, especially the last couple of years, to see those families coming out and being in the fresh air, getting back to their farming roots that so many of us have. We really love it.
What is the one thing you and your family really pray for when you're starting the harvest, or when you're starting to put this whole maze together? I mean, everyone is all hands on deck, right? And I can just imagine how you, out of all the years, how many years has it been you've been doing this?
26, believe it or not.
26 years. Has there ever been a year that let you down?
Yeah, you know, yes, we had one year, and I'm going to probably quote, I think it was 2011. It was an incredibly wet fall. So when you say, you know, what do you hope for? What do you pray for as you plan for this? The one thing that's out of our control, really, I mean, besides, of course, the pandemic the last couple of years, has been weather. And anyone in the ag field will tell you weather, you know, it can make or break your operation. The corn maze and the fall festival is no different. We are outside. We are in the elements. And so we are really always hoping for good weather. And as long as we have that, it's been okay. But we did have a rainy year, 2011, and that proves challenging. But, you know, we're still here. So live and learn, I suppose.
It really is quite remarkable. And congratulations to you for sticking and staying. Tell us what's new this year.
So this year we actually spent a lot of time and capital putting infrastructure into the property. So people will definitely notice a lot more, especially in the petting zoo area. There's a lot more infrastructure. But most excitedly, we bought a huge state fair style slide this year. And for those that have been out before, it is about twice as high, twice as long, and four times as wide as the slide we've had previously. And interestingly enough, they don't make these slides anymore. So if you want one, you really traditionally have to purchase one from a state fair, and they really don't come on the market all that often. So we were very fortunate to purchase it from the Ohio State Fair this year. They brought it out on three semis. We built scaffolding, put it up, and people are absolutely loving it, whether you're 5, 25, or 55. They're loving it. So we're really excited about that new addition this year.
Now, forgive me for not knowing this, but do you ever change the maze? Is it always the same?
We change the theme, like the maze design changes every single year. So
every year?
Always, wow. Yep. So we're always changing that design. And then within the maze, there are 26 signs, A to Z. You know, you can do a maze challenge, we call it. And on that signage labeled A to Z are different facts related to the theme. So, of course, this year it's related to farming, you know, specifically to Minnesota, the United States, our family. But in previous years, we've done everything from, you know, election years. We've done geographical locations, you know, like the pyramids. We've done a cowboy theme. We've done the Vikings. You know, we've done a sports team before. So we have a myriad amount of themes that we've done, and we're always, you know, thinking and brainstorming of new ones, and sometimes they come from our customers, which we love.
Yeah. Here's the thing. There's so much on television, so much streaming. The young people, the children from 2020 to today are still having challenges letting go of television. Do you ever say to yourself, are they going to come this year? Because you think about a maze and some people would say, that's it. But it's not it. You guys have so much going on this year for all ages. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
That's right. So like I mentioned, we're very much more of a fall festival now, despite the Corn Maze still being our marquee. And it's funny, I have a lot of our customers tell me, I didn't even make it into the Corn Maze. There are so many other things to do. I can't believe it. I didn't have time to even make it into the Corn Maze, which, you know, we want people to do at all, but there's only so much time in the day. So we have things like jumping pillows, which are an open-air inflatable. We've got a huge straw bale maze, two massive corn pits. Lots of entertainment. We've got magic shows, wildlife shows, pig races, kids dance, which is this really fun DJ. Like, it's all the kids up and dancing. Of course, I mentioned the big exotic petting zoo. We've got zip lines, an obstacle course, tons of food and beverages. So it's really a place that people should plan to spend, I mean, I'd say on average minimum 3 to 4 hours. But I have people that show up at 10 that I'm, you know, kindly escorting out at 7 o'clock when we're closing. So there really is so much to do. And, you know, we'll send your children home tired, probably adults too, but for sure all the kids go home exhausted and are set for an early bedtime.
Speaking of spending, tell me how much it cost for the entrance.
Yep. So online it's $19. It is a little bit more expensive at the gate. It's $23 at the gate. And that includes the majority of attractions and activities while on site.
Okay, so that's awesome. They don't have to pay another dime after that. That's incredible, really incredible. I don't know how you guys do it, but I'm really grateful that you do. I have never been, and I really want to come, Nicola. So I don't
yes,
know.
We'd love it.
I don't know. I have such allergies during this time of year, so I'm going to have to take a lot of something.
I was going to say, you'll have to take a dose up on Benadryl and come on out. We are open until October 30th. Saturdays and Sundays, and then conveniently enough, we're also open during MEA, which is that long 4-day school break for the kids. So Thursday, right, October 20th and Friday, October 21st will also be open.
That's awesome. The last thing I would say to you, the tire mounting is quite interesting to me. Has it been there for many years?
It has. You know, so many of the attractions are really inspired by my husband. He's fourth generation farm. His family has been farming since 1890. And they really came from what he did as a kid. And so Tire Mountain was one of them. He loved playing on the old tractor tires that, of course, farmers keep around in case they need something for something. And we thought, you know what, let's make a mountain out of them. And kids love it. It's the same with the corn pits. That idea really came from playing in the big semi-trucks with grain in them that he would play in after harvest. So much of it is really relatable back to the farm. And in Minnesota, so many of us with our farming roots, it's really great to see people out and about enjoying it.
Well, congratulations. I also want to mention that the groups of 25 or more and seniors ages 65, it's $16, right?
Correct. And military. So military ID or veterans is also 16. Yep, we always do that.
That's great. If people want more information, what is the website?
SeversFestivals.com.
SeversFestival.com. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, Nicola. It's just, and I love your name, by the way. I have to
Thank
get out
you.
There. I'm going to do it before I leave this world, I promise.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank
All
you
right.
for having me.
Have a great evening.
You too.